Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony. Welcome to another edition of BNA Sports Talk. So today, I'm going to be just reclassifying my top 10 teams in the NFL, kind of like the herd hierarchy or whatever you want to say, and basically talk about the maybe a little bit about the playoffs and how I expect them to do. But here are my top 10 current teams, and what I'm also going to do is rank them also based on how I did in the beginning of the season, see how I did, I guess, and how I, I'm reevaluating them now. So number one, let's start with number one. I have the Cardinals. And this one I really missed on. My theory was going into the year is like, you know, they're the worst coach and the worst quarterback in the division. You know, how is that going to work now? They signed a lot of people in the offseason. I just assumed that they signed a bunch of old people. We have Isaiah Simmons and a bunch of draft picks are now like starting to get back. You know, Byron Murphy, players like that that are doing really well. The offensive line's good enough. Kyler Murray get that next step. What I do worry about is like health down the line. Can Kyler Murray go in a wet, cold environment? Well, he did that in Chicago. I'm fully bought in. The Cardinals are the best team in the league, and it's kind of weird to think. But yeah, I had them as a 24th ranked team in the league coming into the season. And one of the people on this teams on this list is not much better. So number two is the Packers. They get a bunch of players back. You know, that's like the main thing. And then as long as Aaron Rodgers, I guess, is not coming off a week where he didn't play, like the COVID week, and then week one, he's going to play well. It's just all about like his motivation. And he's just still on the top of his game. He's not really stepping back. I mean, go to an analyst, and you know he's the top three quarterback in the league, and I really messed up on him as well. I had the Packers as I think it was around 10. It was like 8 or 9, 10, but I had the Vikings as a better team than them. That's where I kind of whipped. I had the Vikings winning this division. Next, the Patriots. This one I was kind of right on. I had them ranked at around number nine. But I had them ranked around number nine. I had them winning the AFC East like at last second. I told my friends, I'm like, you know, the Patriots are going to win the AFC East, right? But yeah, so I was higher on the Pats. I didn't think Mac Jones would be this good, but it was kind of like one of those things where I didn't want him to be this good. It was like, really? Is Daniel Jones really not going to be the best Jones quarterback in the league? And I think Mac Jones right now is better. But also is this kind of coaching and kind of scheme and what they do. Great defense. But yeah, I think the Bills may be better than them, but for now, I have them all in like the same class. The Bucks, I have number four going into the season, had the number one. It's mainly the other teams atop them. Poor secondary play kind of concerns me. And then recent weeks, I mean, the Falcons kept it close. Tom Brady still makes a little bit of mistakes. He kind of beats up on the bad teams. What happens when it's a good team? I don't know. Haven't really faced an amazing team so far this year. When they did, it was the Rams. They got destroyed. So I'm curious to see how they do. Again, I had the Bucs at number one coming in to the season. Tom Brady is probably MVP, so that's saying much. But, you know, they have had stars come back and forth. The Antonio Brown thing is obviously a little bit of a concern for them. Other than that, I mean, I do think their edge rush could be better, but their defensive line, like, is just beastly. Next, the Bills. I had them at number four coming into the year. Again, it was ahead of the Patriots, but that was like a month before the season actually started. This is about where I thought they'd be, just a run game. Darrell Williams and even a little bit of Cody Ford as well, but Deion Dawkins kind of disappointed. Deion Dawkins has held his side of the fourth down, but they really have no running game. I thought it'd be good enough. I mean, can they compete? If the Patriots beat them by running 46 times, I mean, that's kind of embarrassing. But I do think they will get revenge on the Patriots coming up. So I think this division is going to come out to the line. It's going to be really important because you either have pretty much it's going to be you either have all home games or all road games, and that's kind of scary to think, obviously, unless there's like upsets and then you get whatever. So yeah, the Bills are about what I expected them to be coming into the season. Super Bowl competitors, but you know, taking a little bit of a step back. You know, the secondary is still good. Tre'Davious White, though, I think is injured for the season, so that's kind of rough. Next, the Chiefs. I had them at number two coming into the season. But I also said in the beginning of the year, I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers kind of competed with them. And the Chiefs just can't get the mojo back on offense. I'm like, that's kind of the debate. Is the Chiefs struggling on offense and being good on defense a good thing and like they can win multiple ways? Or is it a bad thing and like, oh, they can't beat the Chiefs anymore? I think they're going to figure it out. I mean, they have to figure it out, right? I mean, the guys are just dropping ball. It's like, if it's not one thing, it's another. I think give them a couple week break towards the end of the year. They figure it out. I mean, they're not. They make it a bye, actually. They make it a bye, but we'll see. But they're going to be favored in every single game they play for the rest of the year. So I believe so. So the Chiefs. Let's check their schedule real quick, because they're definitely going to be favorites. I mean, they don't play the Bucs coming up soon, do they? Chiefs. Why am I doing this? Sometimes I do this and I'm talking while I do it. I'm blatantly. So they play the Raiders this week, the Chargers next week. They should still be favorites then, even though they're away. Oh, the Steelers, Bengals. Yeah, they should be favorite in the rest of the games. They're gonna be 13-4. Like, I hope you guys know. Like, and we're gonna say, oh, they disappointed, and they're gonna go 13-4, maybe 12-5, but. Yeah, they may get that first seed, and it's still kind of disappointing a little bit, but the offensive line's getting better, which is a good thing for them. Next, the Colts. I had them at 13 coming into the season because you had the whole Carson Wentz draw. I'm like, if it's not one thing, it's the other for the Colts. I'm like, Carson Wentz, but he's kind of held down. He's had one or two just bad games, but I have to have the Colts up here. I know I have them ahead of Dallas and the Rams. It's not, those are more sexy teams, but they can run the ball. They're a dome team, but I think they can compete outdoors. We saw that against the Bills, by the way, that I put ahead of them. I put a 50-1 bet for them to win the Super Bowl. Right now, they're 30-1. They're better than I thought they'd be. I had them winning the division coming into the year, and it looks like they're going to do that. I had them at like 11-6. Next, we have the Dallas Cowboys. If Zeke Elliott's the number two running back, this team's going good. It's just that they've struggled on the offensive line over the past couple weeks. But if they just do that duo scheme that they like doing, they should be fine. There's one week where they just did duo the entire. I think it was against the Giants, actually. That's how I remember it. But, you know, the receivers, when everything is good, it's great. But obviously, the defense, I think, is a little bit overrated. But you have decent pass rushers. The cornerback, Trayvon Diggs, is actually pretty decent. He's kind of actually underrated at this point. You have Micah. So you have a lot of decent pieces on this team. Yep, you have some decent pieces. But I think their defensive line gets a little bit overrated, the interior, but whatever. So you have CeeDee Lamb, whatever. And I had them coming into the season ranked 25, so right behind the Cardinals, and they're 8. So it's kind of a little bit. I just didn't believe in the coaching, which apparently doesn't matter anymore. Well, Dan Quinn has done a pretty decent job. Next, we have the Rams. I had them at number 9 coming into the season, like right around there. I think I had the Patriots number 9, around 10. So they're right around how I thought they'd be coming into the season. The limited depth kind of hurting them, you know, making dumb decisions like Von Miller. Tried a second and a third. Are you kidding me? What a dumb decision. We're going all in. It's like, come on. You have to have some dog, and they kind of lost that dog. Maybe they will focus towards the end of the year. I still think they could win a Super Bowl. They're still in that Super Bowl bubble. But, yeah, they're about, you know, where I thought they'd be. Next, the Chargers and the Bengals are pretty much – I had them, like, 26, maybe 23 around there. So they're doing way better. I have, like, a bunch of teams tied here, like the Chargers, Bengals, Niners, kind of all tied at number 10. I'm not sure who the top 10 team is, but I think that's where kind of the Super Bowl ends, past this 9 position. It's hard to see. Also, the Ravens here, it's just that they've been too decimated with injuries. Maybe they have that hot streak. People are like, oh, if you're not hot by now, you're never going to be hot. It's like, wait a minute. We still got five games left. Like, the teams start getting hot around now. You know, people are anticipating for the season to end too quickly. It's like, oh, it's 10 weeks left in the season. You should be on your 10-game winning streak already. It's like, come on. You know, teams are still figuring out. The Bucs were, last year at this point, were like 7-5, and they won the Super Bowl. So now is the time we start seeing teams heat up. That's my rankings as they are, and that's how, you know, I kind of thought them at the beginning of the season. I think the Cardinals, I guess, should be the favorites at this point, I guess. Right? But I hope you guys did enjoy this video. Let me guys think, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.